tell the truth.
Says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome to all you country folks out there surviving across this beautiful country and around the world and on ships at sea. This is James Kelso and the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show here on March 13th, 2023. We'll be together for 1 hour. We are every Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. It's a live show. You can call in. I think tonight you'll be able to call in because we almost had a live event, which was Donald Trump speaking in Davenport, Iowa. He just finished his question session. He took 9 questions. Brilliant speech. He spoke for 2 hours. The man is a phenomenon. Try speaking for 2 hours. The call-in number. That's what I'm looking for here. Fumbling around on my desk. Deep in the heart of Texas, area code 512-248-8252. And I'm not deep in the heart of Texas. I'm deep in the heart of North Dakota, way up here near the Canadian border. And if you want to call in, yeah, well, I'll see you up here on the board here. Our able board administrator will put you up on the board and will relay your call right up to me. He got the biggest standing ovation. The highlight of the show was when he told the audience, "I will not give one penny to any school that requires vaccination or masks." Ooh, that would include Yale University right now and a lot of others. So, not a penny for you, Yale, that require. Can you believe this? Someone worked their butt off. Well, at least the students who earned their way into Yale, which is probably not even a majority of them. But those students worked their butts off for 12 years of, from kindergarten to 12th grade. And then they're told you can't go unless you get a lethal, toxic bioweapon, untested, obviously hurting people, more vaccine injuries than any shot that's ever been administered in history. You can't come to school unless you get that. And these are supposed to be, these are college professors who are supposedly intelligent. Not so much. Not so much intelligence there. And that's going on across all across the country. I mean, there were, what, hundreds of schools that said you can't come unless you're vaccinated? The military, even after they have been forced to drop their vaccine requirement for our soldiers, the military, the woke generals, the TV generals, as general, as Donald Trump calls them, they're still saying that those soldiers are our smartest soldiers, obviously, who turned down the bioweapon injection. I mean, what kind of a person? Well, excuse me, I don't want to. There are lots of people who took the shot trusting. So God bless you. But the soldiers that said no, two things come to mind. Number one, they're the smartest soldiers we had. You need those. And number two, they're the bravest. And you better have brave soldiers in an army. So on both counts, no good deed goes unpunished. So they, for being the smartest and bravest in the army, they will be, according to the TV generals, they can still be frog marched out of the military, lose their pension, dishonorable discharge, maybe. I don't know if it's still a dishonorable discharge. Doesn't make much difference. Ruined a guy's career or a gal. Anyway, the best part of the speech, the best moment in the speech, which was for a big audience in Davenport, they standing ovations, they were roaring, they couldn't get enough. After 2 hours of a speech, they still wanted questions. He took questions, and the speech got even better with the questions. It's a format I really like. He is so good on his feet, fielding questions from the audience. And the questions he gets are so good. I think he ought to adopt it as a routine going forward, taking questions from the audience. And there really is a bond of love between the Trump movement, the MAGA partisans, and the creator of their movement. There's a bond of love. So I think it's a great moment for him to exchange directly with that audience. But he was asked on the vaccine, you know, I'm not going to give a penny to any school that requires vaccine or masks. And this was a lead in, a clue as to how he's going to handle the vaccine question in the campaign. Well, I've been saying from day one, he got screwed by the medical establishment, big time, by Anthony Fauci and his girlfriend, Debbie Birx. All of them criminals, thugs, liars. And with the how many millions of people is it that died from, you know, the whole thing, when you add up the Chinese manufactured with Fauci's assistance virus, add to that the even more lethal bioweapon injections. These people are responsible for millions of deaths. I think that qualifies for mass murder, doesn't it? Millions? How high do you have to go before it's mass murder? All righty. Let's see, something I wanted to give you today here, I saw over the weekend, it was really nice. Another. We'll come back to the president in Davenport, Iowa. Let's shift to Ukraine. An insane war. A walk right into World War III. Everything about it, totally nuts. Well, so where are the people with brains? Courage and brains. Where are they? Where is someone, a leader like Trump, who says the war is insane? It should end immediately. Well, we know of two of them, and one I just learned about, this one here. We know of Viktor Orban, the leader of Hungary. Here is the leader of Croatia. Let me get my pages here. It's a new name for most of us. Zoran Milanovic. Zoran, Zoran. It's going to be hard to remember. And his last name is Milanovic. the spelling of the city of Milan, M-I-L-A-N, and then that very quintessentially Croatian ending, Ovic, O-V-I-C. Zoran Milanovic. NATO member, this is PBS writing this, so, you know, it's a garbage, you know, they're going to be very hostile to President Milanovic. NATO member Croatia's president on Monday criticized Western nations for supplying Ukraine with heavy tanks and other weapons in its campaign against invading Russian forces, saying those arms deliveries will only prolong the war. Notice PBS always loads every sentence. They have to say invading Russian forces. If they wanted to, you know, go with their full statement, they would go invading Russian forces sent in by the evil Vladimir Putin. Zoran Milanovic told reporters in the Croatian capital, which is Zagreb, that it's mad, I'm loving this, mad to believe that Russia can be defeated in a conventional war. And Milanovic speaks, I'm trying to remember the languages he speaks, I think it's French, German, Russian, English, and Croatian. Quote, I am against sending any lethal arms there. It prolongs the war, Milanovic said. What is the goal? Disintegration of Russia? Change of the government? There is also talk of tearing Russia apart. This is mad. Now, another interesting twist. Milanovic is not one of us on the right. He's a left-leaning politician. Milanovic won the presidential election in Croatia in 2019 as a left-leaning liberal candidate, a counterpoint to the conservative government currently in power in the European Union and NATO member state. But he has since made a turn to populist nationalism, that is us, and criticized Western policies toward Russia as well as the Balkans. Let me skip a little here and look, go down, scan ahead. He has openly opposed the training of Ukrainian troops in Croatia. Milanovic said that from 2014 to 22, we have been watching how someone provokes Russia with the intention of starting this war. That's what Victoria Nuland and all the other communists in the State Department and the TV generals in the Defense Department, they've been trying to start a war with Russia. He says, now this is very refreshing. This is a head of state. We have two of them, Hungary and Croatia. What is the goal of this war? A war against a nuclear power that is at war in another country? Is there a conventional way to defeat such a country? Who pays the price? Europe. America pays the least, he said. And Zoran Milanovic is the supreme commander of the Croatian armed forces. And then here, of course, PBS has to stick this kind of crap in there. His latest, like, you know, tut, tut, you know, wagging their PBS finger that you're paying for, by the way. His latest anti-Western outbursts. So it's not a statement. It's an outburst. This is supposed to be PBS, public broadcasting system. This is news reporting. You call a statement an outburst? His latest anti-Western outbursts have embarrassed and irritated the country's government, which has fully supported Ukraine in its fight against Russia's aggression. It's not news. It's utterly canned. It's, you know, fake news all the way, all the channels, all the stations, except for those exceptions like this one, our little Patriot channels. And some of them are not so little anymore. Now, I don't have this on paper here, so this is from memory. In his statement, Milanovic had a memorable line. He said that he didn't want Croatia to be a circus poodle for the United States. A circus poodle. Like that. The man's got the Donald Trump touch. And he's the one who, you can see him at one of those EU gatherings where they were pledging, you know, pledging all, whatever it takes, as long as it takes. There were two people there not smiling and not French kissing Zelensky. And those were Viktor Orban and this new name for all of us, Zoran Milanovic. Now, Croatia, unfortunately, I wish they had 50 million people. They have 3.9 million in Croatia. Picture Croatia. Croatia is one country away from Ukraine. If you drove a short ways through Hungary to the east, if you left Croatia, drove a little ways through Hungary, you'd get to the Ukrainian border. They have 3.9 million Croats. I think in their own language, they call their country Hrvatska. Republika Hrvatska. And, boy, they roll their R's. And, but they're, get this, there are more than a million Croats living in America. Kind of like the story of Ireland, where we have maybe more Irish here than live in Ireland. But there are a lot of Croats in America and other nations. So that's a good story. Who wants to be a circus poodle for the American Communist Party? Let's go to get my mouse operating here. And let's go to, now the president's in Davenport right now. He's probably in his car on his way to his Trump 1 beautiful plane. Just had it repainted. And then heading back to Mar-a-Lago. Let's see if there's something up. This might be his speech right here. Right here. Let's just see. Let's see if it's.
I think if I was a basketball coach, I'd be the greatest coach in history. I'd have a woman's team. I'd have all men. I'm not a fan of LeBron James. I don't like LeBron. But I'd say, hey, LeBron, you ever think of becoming a woman? Because you're going to be on my team.
Okay. One of his jokes there. Here's another. Here's a Davenport clip. I don't know how he got it up so quickly. It's 6 minutes ago. I'll tell you what, his team is on the ball. Let's see what they have here. This is from the speech he just finished.
Go ahead. You have a mic? Yeah, go ahead. You could give it to anybody that has a question. Anybody has a question, go ahead. Ma'am, please. Go ahead.
As a member of Moms for Liberty,
yes.
Parental rights and education are top priorities.
Yes.
Seems like schools have become indoctrination camps where they're focused on sexualizing our children, and it's just not right. How do we get back to the basics in the classroom? Teaching, you know, reading, writing.
And arithmetic.
Right.
That's right.
And civics. Thank you, Mr. President.
You know, everything I said tonight, they could say he's conservative. He's got a wonderful conservative voice. Actually, it's a voice of common sense. And with education, almost in many ways easier than other things, we have to get back to common sense. And that is reading, writing, arithmetic. What they're teaching in schools today is insane. And most people understand it. Even the people that want it, they understand it. So we're going to do something. And a lot has to do with your governors and your people that are leading your states. And, you know, they're going to be given free rein to do what they want to do. You happen to have a great governor that's very much into it. And she's taken the state so far. And we'll have other governors doing the same thing. And it's a really great question. Thank you very much. Thank you. Yes, please, go ahead. Go ahead.
He's waiting. Oh, no. He's got somebody shouting.
That's interesting. Yeah, Drake
doesn't have a mic.
Good. I think he's very good. We're going to have a lot of great choices for vice president. We're going to pick a great one.
That was a question about a pick. They're suggesting from the audience choices for a vice president. Of course, Trey Gowdy would be awful, but that's not a good thing for the president to say. You know, Trey Gowdy would be awful. He just says, it's very interesting. Thank you for the suggestion. That's the right answer.
But we're going to have a lot of great choices. You know, this whole process is interesting. There are those that say they're all campaigning right now to be vice president. We've heard that a little bit, right? But I will tell you, we'll pick a great one. Thank you very much. Interesting. Okay, question over here. Go ahead, please. Yeah.
Mr. President, our farmers are under attack from increased fuel and fertilizers prices. At the same time, we're demonized by Washington and climate life leftists. How do we protect our farmers from the activist EPA and reduce the costs for our Iowa farmers?
So you were totally protected 2.5 years ago. Hard to believe it's 2.5. We have a year and a half to go. It seems so short now when you had to think in terms of much longer. But you were totally protected like never before, I think you would say, like never before. We will bring that back so fast your head will spin. A big thing is to get the fuel price down. Once that fuel price comes down, a lot of other things are going to happen, including the fertilizer, which I hear is a disaster for farmers right now. So we're going to take care of all of it, and it'll happen very, very fast, very, very quickly. Okay? Thank you. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay. That was, you know, you can see he's very powerful in a question and answer. That should be adopted as part of his routine, I think. Here's another one. He's put a different one up. Okay, here it is. I haven't heard this. I'm clicking on this for the first time.
What's happening is very simple. Our enemies are desperate to stop us because they know that we are the only ones who can stop them. And I will totally obliterate the deep state. I will fire the unelected bureaucrats who have weaponized our justice system. Look at what they've done to our justice system, what they have done to our justice system. I will direct the Department of Justice to go after Marxist prosecutors' offices to make them pay for their illegal race-based enforcement of the law. Many racists are there. I will revoke China's most favored nation's trade status. You know, China says they're a growing country. We need help. They don't need help. They're doing just fine. But can you believe that they have a most favored nation? I will implement a 4-year plan to phase out all Chinese imports of essential goods and gain total independence from China.
What's
happening is very simple, Art.
That last statement is huge. Revoking
one of those people.
Most favored nation status is huge. And he's saying we're going to disengage from China. Now, what does that mean? What does that accomplish? China has an enormous weakness right now. That is, their economy is utterly dependent upon America stupidly buying hundreds of billions of dollars of Chinese goods. And if America disengages, as Donald Trump will do, if most favored nation status is revoked, which he will do on day one, China is up the creek without a paddle because we're their source of money. And it would unravel very quickly in China if they lost that money. Let's look at this one here.
What's happening is very simple. Our enemies are desperate to stop us.
That was the one you just heard. Now, somebody in his organization, I've been hoping that somebody would do something like this. When you have a great event, get the video of the event up immediately, not 2 days later, and you have to hunt for it. Here it is, right at Truth Social, right on Donald Trump's own personal account. So millions of people right now are able to watch the Davenport event. If they see reporting about the Davenport event, they can click over to Truth Social and then listen to Donald Trump right there, right then. Here's another clip that his team just put up.
And I will hold the Chinese Communist Party accountable for unleashing the China virus upon the world. Nobody can afford what it is.
The China virus. Big applause. Okay. Here's another one. So they're really busy. Here's another clip right from Davenport. We just heard it. I didn't think they'd have it up so quickly.
I will not give one penny to any school that has a vaccine mandate or a mask mandate from kindergarten through college.
That's the one. That's the best statement he made.
I will not give one penny to any school that has a vaccine mandate or a...
Very good. Very good. So you got to hear that from the man himself. And, of course, when you say to him, he said, from kindergarten to college. So if you tell Yale you're not going to get a single federal penny, well, 90% of their money comes, you know, some enormous percentage comes from federal money. Student loans, the student grants, rather, are from the federal government. All colleges are utterly dependent on those federal grants. So you're talking a very nervous trustees and professors at any school that hears that. Let's see this.
I will immediately sign a new executive order to cut federal funding for any school that's pushing critical race theory, transgender insanity.
You can hear the crowd going wild, all those whistles. And this audience is from all over. Anytime there's a Trump event, it's not, this is in Davenport, Iowa, but trust me, there are a lot of people here from all over the country, especially a lot crossing the river from Illinois.
And any other inappropriate racial, sexual or political content on our children, their children.
Beautiful, their children. Okay.
I will admit.
All right. Now here's some pictures. I'll just relay it to you. Here's a picture of the auditorium that he's in. Beautiful auditorium. It's packed. There are no seats. It's up to the rafters. And it's a very handsome, all-American-looking crowd. And lots of MAGA hats. All right. Let's go down here. Here's another one, 24 minutes ago. And so the president's team, nobody's there. I've never seen anybody do this well. We're going to have a break in 1 minute, so... I'll start this, and if I have to interrupt it, I'll do that. Here is the break. We'll come right back with another clip from The Orange Man. Stay tuned.
It'll still last 10 years like the show. The best of the free life is still yet to come. Good times ain't over for good.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth. American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
When this war is over, it will be but a day. When this war is over, it will be a better day. But it won't bring back those poor boys in the grave.
And just listening to, I referred to him before the break as the Orange Man. And there's a kind of a double entendre there for me personally. His hair looks nice and silver now, not orange. And he is, but you know, the song we hear on this show, White Boy Looking for a Place to Do My Thing, that song you hear on our show that I love and that you love, it contains a lyric. It says, yeah, I'm a small town boy, been around a little. I like guitars and I like a fiddle. And that's the kind of soul it takes to fan my flame. Well, I'm a blue-eyed Billy, kind of frail and ruddy. So I'll have to work to be somebody. I'm a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, when he makes that statement, Billy, that's a reference, of course, to Hillbilly. But the Billy Boys were the Orange Men. That's sort of the inside reference I'm making. The Orange Men are Ulster Scots who fought for their independence And as the Scots have so long done. And so the Orange Men, and there's still an order of the Orange, and they're called Orange Men. So, well, and oh, well, where's the connection? Donald Trump, his mother is from Scotland. The first language she learned was not English, it was Gaelic. And her name is MacLeod. And of course, his dad's name was Trump, but his mom's name was MacLeod. So Donald Trump is a blue-eyed Billy. And he did work to be somebody, and he is a white boy looking for a place to do his thing. So there's that Orange Man reference. And that is a very tough group of people. General George Washington said of his American Patriot Army that the key element of that army at Valley Forge and throughout the war was the Billy Boys, the Orange Men out of the hills of Western Virginia. There was no West Virginia at the time, but the Appalachian Billy Boys, who are such good shots and such good fighters and so courageous and tough. And Washington said, I wouldn't have won without them. That's where I go for my troops. Let's see. Well, let's go back to the president. We were just listening to him. Here he is.
I will immediately sign a new executive order to cut federal funding for any school that's pushing critical race theory, transgender, and...
Okay, let's go down a little further. Here's another one. Here's another clip.
Country of origin, the country from where they came. Before I arrive at the Oval Office, shortly after I win the presidency, I will have the disastrous war between Russia and Ukraine settled if it takes 24 hours. If it's not done before then.
Nice. Okay, here's another one. This is a speech just concluded in Davenport, Iowa. This, nobody else has this up, Johnny on the spot, the way Donald Trump has it up.
Standing before you today, I am the only candidate who can make this promise. I will prevent World War III, because I really believe you're going to have World War III.
Now let that sink in. The only candidate who can prevent World War III. The only candidate. And he also, in the second half of the sentence, said, I think we're going into World War III. Everybody's on their feet.
Because I believe you're going to have it. Yeah. Thank you. Standing.
And that, you know, try to think of what's the best reason.
None of that.
Best reason.
And they were successful.
Best reason to support Donald Trump. Let's see. That would be a candidate. Saving our world, saving our civilization, saving your life and that of your family.
As president, I will immediately end the invasion of our southern border. Kim mentioned.
USA, USA.
A lot of people in here. There's a lot of people in here. As president, I will immediately end the invasion.
Okay. Now, I don't know how many of these he's put up. He's got a good staff.
And now we're laying out a bold, forward-looking vision for what we will do. And when we take the oath of office and we get back that beautiful, beautiful White House and we become together the 47th president of the United States. Within hours of my inauguration, I will cancel every Biden policy that's brutalizing our farmers.
Within hours, as fast as his fingers can move. You can tell when people are saying something versus when they're shouting it. This whole crowd, you can hear these Iowa voices, just these loud, they mean it when they're chant, when they're supporting Donald Trump with their USA chant.
Thank you. So now we're
okay. I don't know where this is going to end. I don't know how many of these clips does he have. I felt lucky to get one.
In total, I successfully negotiated and renegotiated more than 50 agreements to boost farm exports by more than $60 billion, supporting millions and millions of American jobs.
That's of special interest, of course, to the Iowans. Also, interest here in North Dakota. Same kind of economy. Here's another one.
We put workers first, we put farmers first, and above all, we put America first. We put America first. In our four incredible years, and they were incredible years, we achieved more for Iowa than any president in American history. It's not even a contest. And in particular, the farmers, they know better than anybody, working hand in hand with Iowa's leaders.
Okay, let's see if he's got another one. I don't even hope for another one. That might be the last one. Here's one. The president reposts Jack Posobiec. And that's great. The president's if you know who Jack Posobiec is, that's as good a patriot as we've got. And the president's retweeting this picture of Jack Posobiec in his post. Iowa is fired up to see President Trump today. And then here's a, okay, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm going to click on it and see what we hear. A bunch of Iowa women.
I get a hug.
Yeah, you get a hug. You do get a hug. Are you fired up today?
Yeah.
Free, like a river raging strong, is the wind.
They're showing the crowd. They're lined up around the block, down the street, and this most handsome group of people you'll ever see. I know what that group of people is. I'm in that group of people up here in North Dakota. These upper Midwesterners, this is the real America. And, of course, it's Trump country all the way. These are all – now I'm just going off a post by the president. And on this day that he flew to Iowa, and now he puts up, he links to Nigel Farage, Kimberly Guilfoyle, who's the partner of Don Jr. He links to Nigel Farage, the hero of Brexit, who really likes being in America more than his own now really rotted Britain. He then links to John Solomon. January 6th defense attorney moves to dismiss case amid allegations FBI altered evidence. And, you know, Tucker forever gets this incredible credit for revealing. I mean, the Democrats are running like cockroaches after the light has been shown upon the more complete January 6th video. These people, oh, and I heard something today on TV where, or on my internet, I don't have a TV, and that was interesting. I saw an interview between it'll come to me in a moment, but Tucker Carlson did an interview in which he revealed, and the interviewer who knows him personally and has spent time at Tucker's house, Tucker does not have a TV set. He does not have a TV set. The top cable news host on TV doesn't have a TV set and doesn't watch TV. I love that. That is somehow so wonderful. But he brought this video that he brought to light. You see, he said that his producers, in reviewing the video, in its indexing, it's all indexed, there are notations in the clips of video as to whether it's been viewed. Each time it gets viewed, there's a notation. And Tucker said the video showing the utterly peaceful January 6th patriots who are now in prison, walking through the velvet ropes, being escorted by the police. At one point, the QAnon shaman is being escorted by 9 police who are opening doors and acting as tourist guides for him. It's an obvious setup. Their goal is to get him into a place where then they can set up a, you know, oh, look, they invaded the Senate chambers. Well, they took him to the Senate chambers and opened the doors and escorted him in. Nobody ever said, you know, you're not supposed to be here. You need to go back outside, you know, stop. No. But that video was viewed by Liz Cheney. It was viewed by Adam Kinzinger. And these sacks of crap lied, and they should be imprisoned for the treason of setting up and the crime against all these defendants, in the January 6th defendants. They were denied their exculpatory evidence by this piece of crap, Liz Cheney. She saw the exculpatory evidence and then denied that it existed and withheld it from against the Constitution, against rule of law. She denied them the due process of their exculpatory evidence. This is not a small thing. Any of these people that are attorneys should be disbarred. Any that are officials should be fired, and they should all be prosecuted, put in jail, and fined heavily. People that have been in prison for 2 years. There was one I saw today where Marjorie Taylor Greene took a mother and her two little kids. One of them looked like a 4-year-old, to see their dad in a prison in Arkansas. He's been imprisoned and in solitary confinement for 2 years. He's only seen his sons twice. And on Sunday, they went to see him, and they were told by the warden, no, you can't come in. And the little kids are crying. It's heart-wrenching. And Marjorie Taylor Greene is with them. What a champion Marjorie Taylor Greene is. And she knows how to communicate emotionally to people on how unjust this is, what a crime against America this is. So they're going to get released, and Donald Trump's going to win. He's going to, if necessary, he will pardon them all. And as the president said at CPAC to all the January 6th political prisoners, help is on the way. And, of course, that's the most encouraging message you could give to those January 6th prisoners. Help is on the way. Hang on. Hang on. Don't give up. Don't break under the torture of the communists who now control our government, except the House. You know, thank God we now control the House. Think about it. Just think of the ordeal that's over for you, the ordeal of Nancy Pelosi. Even more of a sack of crap than Liz Cheney. Here's one where the president links to.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when
to more. He's. We'll be back in a minute, but he's linking to the right people. We'll be back.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with Extendovite. Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain.
Here it comes.
Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. If I don't want no handout living and don't want a part of anything,
part of anything they're giving.
I'm proud and white and I got a song to sing.
Okay, good job by our producer there. But the lyric that I was highlighting was just coming up with that Billy's comment. Here's another post from the president. This, in case you didn't know, now I ordered a book by Donald Trump that signed. I actually got one signed by Donald Trump, and it's called Our Journey Together. It's like a coffee table book of beautiful photography that records the president's journey, our journey together to the presidency. Very, very nice. But now that book was such a success, he's brought out another book now. And this one's called Letters to Trump. It's also a coffee table type large format book. And I haven't ordered one. I think I will, but you know, it's a wonderful book, and it'll rocket to number one. And you can get a copy if you want for your progeny, your posterity. If you want a copy of Donald Trump's signature, and you do get a real original Donald Trump signature in your book. You can order Letters to Trump, and you can still also order the reissue of Our Journey Together. You can get that one signed too. They're collector's items. I don't know what I paid for mine. It's been a while. But it's worth a lot more. I could sell it on eBay for a lot more than I paid for it, but I'll never sell it. It's for my kids and their kids. But Letters to Trump, and it's pretty pricey. I think it's about $400. But it's worth it. I haven't seen the book yet. He's done an excellent job here. I'll tell you what, this is really good. I'm really enjoying this because as somebody producing a show based on Donald Trump, I want to know where he's going to be, what he's going to say, what's going on. I want a recording of the event so I can play it for you guys. Well, Donald Trump is showing me everything I want to see tonight in our waning moments here. This event today in Davenport, Iowa, he's got it fully covered. In Truth Social, you know, I'm headed to Iowa. I'm leaving now. It shows a picture of his Trump plane taking off for Iowa. It shows the highlights of his speech put up. I don't know if they might have been put up during his speech, actually, as he was speaking. But beautiful clips, exactly. Dream come true for me. I'm in hog heaven the way he's covering this event. So this bodes well. For our future shows over the next 2 years, he's going to cover these really well, and you guys are the beneficiaries of that good coverage. Well, we'll see you here in the Trump Clubhouse again tomorrow night. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow.
Will conclusively prove George Soros's role in orchestrating the pandemic. But first, dear patriots, the truth train has brought us a conspiracy in our own backyard. Now, you may think you know the story.
Now, it's like I always say, there's a whole lot of bullshit out there. So I'd like to give Soros, Pelosi, the Zionists, the Mexican, the snowflakes,
stay strong, truth tellers. Stay strong.
Let's put my arms around you, and we'll rock till the break of dawn. This feels like heaven.
listening to RBN in defense of the Republic.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.